This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for April 2013. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Lee Smitner's life as a physicist, professor, co-discoverer of the radioactive element protactinium, co-discoverer of nuclear fission, and what musical instrument did she play? At a young age, Lee Smitner of Vienna, Austria, and her 7 siblings were given piano lessons. Her parents encouraged their children, quote, to listen to their parents, think for themselves, and have inquiring minds. The Smitners hired tutors for each of their 8 children, filling the house with books for them to read, and taught each child to play the piano. Music was considered to be an important part of their education. Lisa's life and love and passion for music remained with her throughout her life. As a child, her favorite academic subjects were mathematics and science. At 14 years of age, formal education for women stopped, but she wanted to continue. Women and Jews were not permitted to go to the university. Lisa's parents wanted her first to become a teacher so that she could make a living. So she became a teacher. As a teacher, she taught French to help pay for her sister Gusty's advanced piano lessons and tutored young children. She volunteered in schools and organizations to help the poor. At the age of 21 in 1899, she studied for the Matura exam for 2 years. She passed this exam and at the age of 23 entered the University of Vienna in October of 1901, taking a full curriculum of classes beginning at 8 a.m. in the morning with calculus. Her physics classes were taught by Professor Franz Exner, who she said brought clarity and perspective to the subject. In her second year, she studied with Dr. Ludwig Boltzmann, whose lectures she said were beautiful and stimulating and enthusiastic. Dr. Lee Smitner graduated with a doctorate in physics in 1906 at the University of Vienna. She then went to Berlin to attend classes with Max Planck. She began working with Otto Hahn there. And in 1912, they moved to Berlin to the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, where women were not allowed in the laboratory at the University of Berlin. So she worked in the basement unpaid, living on the little money her family was able to send her. She continued working with Otto Hahn, who left to serve in World War I. And together they discovered radioactive element protactinium. For 30 years, she continued to live and work in Berlin with Otto Hahn until the Nazis came for her. She escaped to Sweden. Lisa Meitner, at that time, had co-discovered nuclear fission with Otto Hahn. She continued working with her nephew, Robert Fischer, her sister, Auguste's son, 34 years her junior. Dr. Albert Einstein affectionately called her our German Madame Curie. Lisa Meitner received the Enrico Fermi Award 2 years before her death. 29 years after her death in 1997, she was given the honor of naming the chemical element meitnerium in her honor, number 109, the heaviest element. Lisa Meitner's love and passion for music remain with her throughout her life.